art breathes new life into abandoned spaces under bridges. Extraordinary Arboretum in Yongsan Central Seoul by Chun Jong-won, associate professor of architecture at Kyunghee University. Spaces underneath overpasses are neglected spaces, many of them left shabby and used as illegal parking spots. In Seoul alone, the total space underneath the nearly 200 highway overpasses is equivalent in area to about 55% of Yeouido, or 210 football fields, but only 10% of these spaces are used efficiently according to the Seoul Metropolitan Government. Compared to the density of Seoul population, many public spaces like those underneath overpasses are left wasted, said Chun Jong-won, an associate professor of architecture of Kyunghee University. He designed the space under the overpass that goes over Hanamdaero in Yongsan Central Seoul, which was unveiled to the public in November. The long-abandoned place has been transformed into an artistic place with installations of white morning glories along with light-imitating diodes that looks like stars at night. Under the morning glory installations are seats where people can rest and gather for coffee. A newly established coffee shop, Café de Blue, also opened recently in the area. I wanted to make people feel as if they were resting in a forest by bringing elements of nature to the space, which has been regarded as an artificial place far removed from nature, Chun said. South Korea began constructing overpasses in the 1970s when the country began its rapid industrialization. Without planning how to use land underneath, some places are plagued with conflicting interests, which is one of the factors hindering their development or revitalization. Dorak Uksu by architect Ju Jin-man in Sodong-gu, Eastern Seoul. In 2017, the Seoul Metropolitan Government kicked off a project to use the spaces under overpasses across the city, including the one in Yongsan. The areas under Uksu Overpass in Songdong-gu, Eastern Seoul, and the Imon Overpass in Dudaemun-gu, Eastern Seoul, have been transformed into lively environments for the local communities over the past 3 years. The Dorak Uksu, which opened in 2018 beneath the Uksu Overpass, is now a community space for cultural activities. Located just outside the Uksu Station, exit number 7, it was designed by architect Ju Jin-man, who founded the Ju Jin-man Architect. As the Seoul metropolitan city began increasingly dense and the land consumed by privatization, the space for the product realm diminished, Ju wrote regarding the project. The space features a slope 196 square meter mirrored roof with a solar concentration system to enable plants to grow. We incorporated 5,000 mirror plates acting as a roof supported by wild wooden pillars, the architect said. Roof Square by HG Architecture in Dongdaemun-gu, Eastern Seoul. The move to revitalize overpass areas is spreading to other metropolitan cities, including Busan and Ulsan. We are receiving many inquiries from different cities regarding the project to revitalize the space under overpasses, an official from the Seoul Metropolitan Government said. Three more overpass spaces will be transformed within a few years in Nowon-gu and Sungbok-gu, Northern Seoul, and in Gumchun-gu, Western Seoul, according to the city government, by Park Yuna. Words in this story, density, the number of people or things in a place when compared with the size of a place. Feature, a typical quality or an important part of something. Revitalize, to give new life, energy, activity, or success to something. Comprehension quiz. Where did South Korea begin construction overpasses?